I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
Leslie, I'm going to be honest. I've had 3 adult beverages tonight and I'm feeling pretty good.
I love that for you.
Thank you. If you know me, you know I'm a lightweight. So 3 drinks is pretty much like
blackout.
Yeah.
No, you're being very articulate. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But I just wanted to let the explorers know that we're here for a good time tonight.
Oh, well, that's exciting because we're talking about like my version, my Vanderpump rules.
I'm so excited because I'm going to be honest. This is where I know we're most opposite.
Yes. Yes. Our TV, except when it comes to like Bridgerton, which have you watched?
Oh, yes. Are you all caught up?
Yes. What a fucking moron. I wanted to slap him so hard in the face. Idiot.
The fact that at my job, where I was clocked in, and my boss was listening to me, and I was speaking to another coworker who is also kind of, no, is my boss. I have a lot of bosses. The fact that I was making jokes, and I ended it on, and then I'm just going to ask you to be my mistress. And he was just like, I'm not even going to touch that conversation. He had no idea what we were talking about.
I'm just going to back up now.
I don't want to report anything to HR.
And like the worst part about it is like he felt so hot. He thought he was so hot when he said that. Be my mistress. I was like, oh, you little shit. You fucking.
Okay, so I'm at the point now with that. Like, we're going to take a Bridgerton moment, guys. And
spoiler alert also. Sorry.
Also, a little late.
You don't know what we're talking about.
No. And so here's the deal. They did such a good job. They were such good actors. I was so pissed off at the end that now I'm annoyed that she is obviously going to end up with him. And right. I'm like, girl, do the girl's girl thing. Like, do the strong woman thing and just say, like, fuck you to that man who asked you to be his mistress after the most passionate kiss
on
the planet.
I hear you, but also like think about he's a really good person, right? Like he doesn't know it. Hold on. I see your face. Like he didn't know it was Sophie and he still like stepped in and like saved 2 girls from being attacked.
Cough break.
Sorry, just it came up. I knew it was coming. Like he was so cute to Posey, like when he thought that it was her, like I think he's a good person. Yes. I just think he was thinking he was being a boy. And what do they think with the majority of the time? They're dicks.
I know. So that's why I'm excited for the second half. Because I want to see if I'm this viscerally, ugh, how are they going to fix it?
The redemption's going to be good.
It's got to be good. Like, I'm holding it so up high in my head. Because I'm just like, I hate him so much right now. I'm excited to see the 180 that they present me to make me like him.
Okay. I'm
you know excited. What I mean?
I do. Mm. I wanted to punch him in the face. He just seems like he needs to get his ass beat. But like honestly, while we're just talking about it, like I'm so I feel like they fucked up by telling us who.
Yes.
Like who she was definitely in the first
one. That should have happened in the second half of the show. If we would have just gone if we would have seen the maid's point of view and his point of view and not knowing.
Well, even but just like I wish they would have saved like Penelope and Colin's story until the end. Like I was pissed off that I was shook that we as the audience found out who Whistledown was in episode 1. Like shook.
I
or the end, like sorry, the end of season 1.
Yeah.
And I hated that.
Yeah, like, they should have, like, I get what you're saying. Like, we should have, yeah, we should have extended it. We should have not known that Sophie was the masked girl until later.
Oh, I don't even hate that part.
But like, but even, so Whistledown should have been later. Mm-hmm. Like, they, I feel like maybe Shonda Rhimes could, like, do a little more foreplay. Don't throw it in on the second episode. I think that she could just make us wait a little bit longer for the answers.
Right. Like, she, like, dangles, like, teasers in front of us and then just, like, drops it. I'm like, oh, no.
But then, like, gives it to us. And you're like, just, no. A little longer.
Foreplay me. Come on, bitch.
I need the anticipation. Yeah, I get the vibe. And I feel like it could be done. You could probably pick a moment in every single season where it could be like, oh, if you would have waited a little longer, it would have been more satisfying. And then, like, the big thing is, yes, Whistledown. Oh, my God. I would have loved to not know till the very end.
We could have had a Pretty Little Liars moment.
We could have made Colin and Penelope's, season the last one.
In my opinion, that's what they should have done.
Yeah, but I have read the book series. Have you?
No.
The book series is definitely this way. Like, they're following the book series and the stories they tell. Mm-hmm. Like, so I think, not necessarily like the storyline, because in the book series, like, it's very clearly written about all white people.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, like, they've opened it up that way, but also in the book series, I think they've locked themselves in too much to follow who gets the next story. Because each book is a child. Kind of like they're doing each season as a child. So, like, I think they've locked themselves into that timeline too hard. And, like, if they would have switched Colin and Penelope just because of the anticipation, it would have been perfect.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
So you know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, again, like, because they are changing, like, the small storylines themselves are still slightly different. Okay. So that you kind of are still left at a cliffhanger. But, like,
you know,
I think all of us know who he's going to end up with. Well, there's obviously no question.
Yeah. Yes.
When you know in Bridgerton season, whatever season you're on, episode one, you will meet the two people that are going to end up together.
Yes. 100%.
So, but I am loving it.
Yeah, no,
and
also
I'm kind of like love hating it too. I like love that I'm kind of like, meh.
Like, you won't get my full attention.
Yeah, but like I will also watch you and check and see if they've been uploaded yet, because I forgot the day that they were gonna, like, I've checked to see if new episodes are out.
The 26th. I just finished it in our real time yesterday.
Oh, sick.
I'm sorry for the mic beating. My cat was locked out away from me for 2 hours and you would think that I hasn't seen me in years.
He loves you so much, and I love that for you.
He's my firstborn son.
You are wanted. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's gonna be a long night.
And guys, I'm a little tipsy, so I'm having a great time.
I just wish he would like, he obviously wants me to touch him, but he won't just like stay stationary.
Yeah. Like, if he laid down right now, you could just, like, pet him.
Right.
And he'd get all the love. Yeah. But he's like, nah, I need to be mobile right now.
Do not jump on that tower. Okay. So sorry, Amber.
I think we're getting an inside look on what it's like to work from home with a cat.
Oh, my gosh. Literally, like, yesterday, I was on the phone with, like, my supervisor, and he's, like, asking me a question. And he can see my screen because I'm sharing it. But, like, what he can't see is Ripley's black ass directly in front of it. And I'm like, can you hold on? My cat's in the way. And I can just hear my boss being like, what? Like, your cat's in the way.
And, like, he's so uninterrupted in his space. Yeah. That he can't even fathom a black ass in the way.
No, not at all.
Oh my God, I love that for you. It's so fun.
Are you so excited for your kitties?
I'm dying. I cannot wait. Explorers, if I haven't said it, I'm not really sure if I have or not. I might have. The lovely part about my husband being a girl dad is that he gets talked into some girl dad shit. And
I think we did talk about it because I think we needed it written in the podcast. Like, we needed it confirmed.
Yes.
That he said it.
Yeah. So, like, in the past, then we've told you this girl dad of a dad fell for some girl dad shit, and we've talked him into two cats, and two we are kitties. Getting them this summer.
Oh, you're gonna have so much fun.
We bought a litter box. We have a cat tree. I forced him to rearrange our living room so both of those things could exist.
Oh.
Yeah, we bought toys the other day. Ravioli and I went to the pet store to pick out toys.
Stop.
It's That's happening.
So I'm very excited for
so like
your kid journey.
Yeah, we're so excited, and like we both can't wait. And my husband is accepting it. And so when you, I know, like with you, you're like just like this is happening. But like for me, I'm so excited to have this happen.
Oh, good! I can't wait till it's not just me. I don't like. Obviously, if it really bothered me, I would like discipline him, and he wouldn't behave like this. But. Yeah.
Clearly. Like, it's like, your love language.
Right. Like, some people have babies. I have this cat.
Yeah. So. Well, and like, Rav is very excited. She's already talking about how she is going to make sure that the cats sleep with her. And I don't think we couldn't not have them sleep with her.
Yeah. They're going to be her babies.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to have to put a cat door on Rav's bedroom door.
Oh my
or
gosh.
Something.
I'm so excited. This movie's so cute.
So, those are the updates. There's the Bridgerton update. I actually really fucking love that we didn't even plan that. It's just like, we're both actively watching a show, guys. And like, we're both up to date.
Yes. And I will say it's my new job. I can work and watch TV. This is my first time I've ever had a job like that.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think we've talked a lot about your job, but like, Explorers, like, Leslie's found the spot that's pretty
chef's kiss.
It's what she was kind of manifesting when she was talking about it like a year ago.
I was like, yeah, well, it feels like a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it one day.
Yeah.
But we really did manifest this fucking job.
Yeah. And like, I'm also in the same position. Like, I feel like both of us are, we're living the manifestation. So when we do Patreon, which... no one has identified if they want that yet. And I feel like we've asked a couple times.
Yeah. So we won't ask ever again.
No, like.
There it is. It's fine.
Like, because if we would have recorded the conversation we just fucking had.
That's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Someone would have cried. At least one.
One tear. Like in It's Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Where the guy's like, get that tear back in here.
No, I bet like one person will cry. Not, I didn't mean like a singular like tear. I meant like at least one listener would find some.
No, there's a moment in a movie called Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. That's the part I imagined where there's like the army guy who's like one tear drips and he goes, get back in here. And it climbs back up to his eye. That's what I imagined when you said at least one.
I've only seen that movie once.
It's a classic.
10 out of 10 recommend.
Also, right. What you would recommend.
Yeah, moving on. Right. So last week we heard about Vanderpump Rules, right, Amber?
So much. Guys, I'm so sorry. That was so long.
It was informative. No, it was good.
You can tell it's my favorite show.
That's what I love about it. You're passionate. We love the passion. We love it. So my show, and it's so funny, like, I'm like, my favorite show in the world? Like, I still haven't, I'm not caught up in real time. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's about to be a new season next month. And so
this was like a good challenge for you to like push yourself to get caught up.
It was. Like I'm almost, since we decided to do this, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yes.
I'm up to season 6, which is.
How many seasons are there?
There's 7 right now, and they're about to release the 8. I know. Yes.
That's good. Leslie has consistently watched a show.
Well, in Outlander for me, I love Outlander. I've watched seasons 1 through 4. I can't even tell you how many times, but it's an embarrassingly amount.
So can I ask you for your TV watching abilities? So do you like start a show, get locked in, and then you get bored, and then you give it time, and then you try to start it over again? Is that why you've seen 1 through 4 so many times?
Sometimes. I also watched 1 through. I didn't watch 1 through 4. I watched 3.5 to 4 live.
Okay. Oh my gosh, you watched a show live.
Yeah.
Guys, this is like huge. I don't know if you've ever told me a show that you've watched live.
And like Outlander, because it's kind of like, it's an old lady show. Like, okay. I don't tell a lot of people I like it. I feel like
we're in our old lady era, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, it's a...
I'm knitting, you're watching the show.
I'm watching Outlander, right? Like, my mom watched Outlander. Like, okay. When I said I didn't watch it in real time, we were in college.
Okay.
And I remember I went home one time and my mom was like, Outlander's on, so like, I'm going to watch this show. And I was like mortified because it's a R-rated television show. And I was like, Mom! And I couldn't even like... appreciate it. And so in my head I was always like, oh, I'm never gonna watch Outlander.
Yeah, because like, whoa, it'd be like,
old lady.
It's Bridgerton.
Well,
do we see as many tushies in Bridgerton like we do in Bridgerton? There are a lot of tushies.
It's much more x-rated than,
it's like surprise attack too. It's like, but like you don't even expect to see it sometimes, and you're just like, oh, we're starting the scene with your ass.
Yeah, there's a lot of sex in
Outlander. So I might actually really like this if it's like Bridgerton.
but it's not. It's,
well, like just in the ass area. Like if it's as pornographic as Bridgerton, yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we'll get into it.
It's like book talk, but for TV watchers.
Yeah, I mean it's based off a whole series of books. Mm. And I will like say I feel like because of Outlander, low-key, I started to like look into paganism, and I started to like look into my heritage, and like it's kind of like shaped me into who I am now.
So it's like Bridgerton, but they're witches?
Well, it's Scotland in the 1700s, so yeah. Like there's like, it's the most superstitious motherfucking place in the world.
Okay, so pre-pod or off-pod, we talked about, we brought up something that we talked about the Anunnaki recently. And it's really funny that it's lining up with this, because we have always believed that, I shouldn't speak for both of us. I pointed out that I could see that geographically we evolve as well. So right now we're like as evolved as we can be to be Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And someday we'll evolve further. And like the end goal is like Switzerland, Scotland, like all that stuff.
I mean, Scotland's been through it, you know.
But like right now where Scotland is, like it's pretty fucking prime.
No weed.
It's though. Where you evolve to go though. Well, they still have evolving to do too. But
I've looked, like, trust me.
So the fact that this show is about like the evolutionary goal of like Scotland.
Literally.
And there's paganism, and there's butts like Bridgerton. I'm very excited, and I've never seen it before, and I can't wait to hear about it. So let's just... Ugh.
I wish I would have... I should have been... I should have pulled up photos so I could have been like you. No problem.
I'll look it up.
I think we can Google them in real time.
Yes.
Okay, so like I said, there's 7 seasons currently, and we'll just start season 1. So the book, like I said, it is based off of a book series by Diana Gabaldon, and the first book is just titled Outlander. So Outlander is what the Scottish Highlanders would call the English during like the English invasion in like the 1700s. So it translates what they call Sassenach. It like translates to Outlander, and it's supposed to be like a kind of like an insult, honestly. Okay. But Jamie, our main guy here, he uses it as like a term of endearment, and that like becomes like the girl, her nickname. We'll get into it. It's very sweet. So, okay, season 1, first episode, her name is Claire Randall. She is, time frame is 1945. So World War II just ended.
Got it.
She was a nurse in the British Royal Army. So she was like, had a lot of combat experience. She had just recently gotten married, like right before she was drafted. Because, you know, in like World War II, it was like everybody is hands on decks. Like, yes. We need everybody.
We want you. Yeah. Yes.
So her husband also gets drafted, but he's like crazy smart. And so he gets drafted as like an intelligence officer. Oh, so fuck. They're separated. So yeah. She's like in the field sawing people's arms off because they've been blown up, and it's very graphic because it's on Stars, so
yes,
there's blood everywhere. And he's like sitting in an office. It's in your face,
you guys. Leslie, these are the moments I wish we were recording. Leslie just looked like she splashed blood on her face like it was cold water.
That's what there's just a lot of blood. Like the first opening scene, literally she's like sawing off some guy's leg. And it's just him, like, screaming. I mean, it's pretty graphic. But, you know, I have trauma, so it's not a big deal.
There's always a little bit of horror into anything that you watch.
Someone's got to get beheaded at least once.
Yeah, just the one. Foreshadowing
at least once. So, yeah, like I said, it's 1945, the war just ended, and Claire and her husband, Frank, sorry. Jack is relevant. Jack Randall is a relevant character. Gotcha. Her husband, Frank, they're, like, basically doing a honeymoon because they got married and then got drafted. Mm-hmm. And he's a historian, and she's a nurse, and so they decide, and it's in the 40s and somehow everybody has money, and so they're going to Scotland, and they're just driving around like the Scotland countryside and going to all these ruins and like doing all these crazy things and living my best life. And and he's like a historian, so he's like telling her all of this like
fun history information,
right,
about the land that they're looking at, and you're just like, oh, so majestic. Yeah, this sounds like a dream. I feel when I go to Estes Park. When I go to Estes Park, I'm like, oh.
And like, it's stunning. Yeah. Well, the hills, the Highland Hills are
alive with music.
No, those are the German hills. The Scottish hills are just like mossy and full of fairies.
I love that I'm like putting out references that I know you know too. Like, I feel like I'm being really quick tonight.
Oh, I'm on it. Well, because now you're talking my language. Like, I love Sound of Music. One of my, like, I wouldn't say top 10, but like probably it's top 20.
Yeah.
Top 20 for sure.
I definitely knew that you loved that movie. That was a good. A good moment for you. I'm so...
No, my cat. I just had to, like, yeet my cat off by his tail because he keeps jumping on my... Okay, hold on. Let's just maybe take a break.
Oh, my God. This is the perfect episode. I'm having so much fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
All right, where were we?
Now that he's gone, we'll be good.
Yeah.
So we were talking about, so they're in Scotland.
Yes.
Frank and Claire.
Yes.
And, like, they're having sex in, like, abandoned castles. And
I know. The dream.
And he's, like, telling her all this, like, local history about battles. Like, the English used to use this rock as, like, a booby trap for, like, the Scots and would, like, come in and kill them, like, and all these things. And at the moment she's like, oh my God, Frank, shut the fuck up, you're so stupid, like, let's just have sex. But like, foreshadow ends up being really helpful. They're also there during Samhain, so during Halloween.
Oh my God.
And when they first show up, they are staying at this like Airbnb, and well, it's not an Airbnb, but anyway, they're staying at this like place, and
but that version,
Yeah, that version. Yeah, so there's blood on, like, across the door frame.
Okay.
And she's like, what the fuck? Like, what that? Why is there blood? And it's because they're all fucking pagan in Scotland and they're all superstitious. And so it's Samhain and they're protecting their homes from spirits coming in.
So real quick, I just think this is funny. And then we're right back into the show.
No.
So I, at my job, get to talk to people and say, why weren't you here on time? And then I get to let them answer the question. And I had a person who responded, I heard the birds and my mom told me to wait. And I was like,
what?
Right. And that is how, and then I explained that to my coworker and my coworker said, what? And I said, you know, I had a superstitious mom. I get it. Like, you hear the birds, you gotta wait a beat. Like, I get it.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like, the whole, like, Samhain and all that stuff, like, it just sounds like superstitious vibes. And then someone's like, meh, let's fuck.
Literally.
Okay.
Yeah, because Claire's British. They're English. Like, they don't, it's all silly. It's so silly of them, you know?
But I love.
Like, yes, right. So, and she's so serious and all this shit and just wants to like get pregnant because it's 1945 and
that's what she do.
Yeah.
And,
right. Yeah, right. We know how that story goes.
Yeah. Oh
God. So they like make friends with this like reverend and he lives in this like amazing ginormous house that has like this amazing collection of like historical documents and they're like looking at all of this like history stuff and they track Frank's ancestor was in the British Army. He looks so logged in, I can't look at you. He's in the British Army and he was like in 1945 where did you go?
Sorry, I'm looking at you too much, and then I'm not looking at you enough.
You literally disappeared from the entire frame.
Because I was trying to breathe. Okay.
I started it because I forgot his name.
I'm just along for the ride and I'm having a really good time.
Oh, yeah, and I haven't been sending you any pictures. Okay. Hold on.
Oh, my God, this is going to be the best episode ever.
Literally ever. Okay, so this is what Claire looks like the day after Halloween.
She's so beautiful.
Yes, she is really pretty.
And so dainty.
I know, she's so thin. Like, even just naturally, that's just how.
Yeah.
I'm just sending you my entire screenshot here.
Love.
This is them in Scotland. That's her and Frank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's the 50s. Like, they're just cool. They're just fucking. So, they find out about, like, Blackjack Randall.
Okay.
And Frank's gets like a, you know, goes from like 6 to midnight because it's like his direct ancestor and he's like a really big deal in the British Army and like basically won this huge battle, which costs Scotland their freedom, essentially. The Battle of Culloden, like he was a really big deal and they're getting all excited and Claire's like, I don't give a fuck and like just goes away. Mm-hmm. And there's this lady who works for the preacher and she is like a forever Scot. And so she's like, I do tea leaf readings. Like, can we do one together?
Oh my God. That's on our list, guys. I want to do tea leaf readings so bad. This show speaks to me.
This is like episode one of the whole thing. Literally.
Oh my gosh.
Cray cray.
I'm obsessed.
Oh, it's so good. So she like looks at the tea leaves and she's like, I don't know, you're getting like really weird like readings. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to go on a journey, but you're also going to like stay put and like you're going to be with your husband, but like it's not your husband. Like, she just kept like speaking in riddles. And then she's like, can I do a palm reading? Because I had to like look further into like your shit. And so she does a palm reading and she's like, I see two lifelines, like one here and then another there, with both with like the love line going through it, but they're not connected, so you're gonna have like basically two separate lives and it's just really weird.
Mm-hmm.
So Halloween night they find out that there's like this little ritual that's going on at these like ancient stones. And it's, this is a real place in Inverness in Scotland, and it's called Craignadoon. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a circle of these massive stones.
Cool.
And so in 1945, they go and there's a group of women and they all have lanterns and they're dancing in circles and they're doing like, they're celebrating Samhain. Like
the dream, the fucking dream. Oh my God.
And it's like super magical and whatever. So they are just looking around Craignadoon and Claire notices like some flowers or something like that. But they're like suddenly rushed away, basically. Mm-hmm. Like she has to go back for the stones the next day. She goes back for the stones. Anyway, I think she's like looking for a flower and she hears this like buzzing and she ends up touching one of the stones. And then all of a sudden she wakes up. And, like, everything looks, like, it looks the same, but it, like, looks different. Like, there's no lights. There's no city. Like, she should, like, there's no pollution. Like, you know, and even in 1945, right, it doesn't look like our time here, but it just was different. And she mm-hmm. was dressed all weird. Like, she was dressed in, like, 1945 wear, whatever.
Yeah.
So she's, like, standing there. And all of a sudden, she hears, like, gunshots. And she's basically dropped into a Highlander versus British Army like debacle, and they're like fighting with each other, and they're shooting cannons, and she's like trying to figure out what the she's like, where
am I?
Right, I just woke up, and all of a sudden she sees Frank, mm-hmm. but Frank's dressed as a British soldier, and she's like, Frank, what the fuck are like, what are you doing? Spoiler alert, it's not Frank, it's his fucking ancestor, Black Jack Randall. But they're played by the same actor.
So they look identical.
Yes.
Oh.
Chef's kiss. I love when they do that.
God, this, you know what? This is kind of like the vibe, not the story, the vibe.
No. Uh-huh.
Vampire Diaries.
I mean, like.
Because there's like Catherine and then there's like, what's her face?
Elena.
Yes. Same person. Oh,
I know that shit. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but it's right. Very, I love it when they do that.
Yeah.
So like automatically she's thrown into a world where like there it like rape is very common and all like it's in the show a lot.
Oy.
And like people being murdered like for whatever was very common. Like she's just dropped into this world where women aren't respected. And I mean, it's 1743.
Yeah.
Scotland. So she's saved from Black Jack Randall tries to rape her uh-huh. again. Like, and again, she's just was there for like 4 minutes and she's already getting a tasty, like rips her dress. It's very dramatic.
Yeah.
And the clothes she's wearing, like, while very modest in 1957, was, like,
crazy.
In your lingerie.
Yeah.
Right. In 1743, and she's around all these men, and they're all like, why are you naked out in the wilderness? Like, where the fuck did you come from? Because a bunch of Scottish Highlanders rescue her uh-huh. from Black Jack Randall. And they take her back to their castle, and they think she's a spy, and they, like, can't trust her. Because she's just, like, this random lady.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Yes.
And, like, it couldn't have happened to a better bitch because she has survivor skills. Like, she is really smart. She speaks a bunch of different languages. Like, she's a healer. Like, she has, knowledge of medicine. She's
tapped in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's, like, she's...
She's their shaman.
Witty.
Yeah.
And that's eventually what she turns into.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that is the one benefit of... coming from the future to the past is that you know signs and symptoms of shit that they don't even know exists.
100%.
So it's kind of like science-y.
Ooh. 100. Yeah, it happens the whole show. Right. Like she like diagnoses measles and smallpox and like she's in this is after the world of vaccines where she comes from. So yeah. She like can't get sick. So she's like this magic healer. She's like this white witch healer is what they call her.
Oh my God.
Obsessed. Anyway.
So, like, once she's safe, it's cool, but real stressful till she's safe.
Yes.
Okay. I like this vibe. Ugh.
And it's actually, she's really unsafe the whole fucking series, to be frank. Like, Hey guys, it's future Leslie here, and I'm just jumping on right now to apologize in advance. Well, I mean, it's not really in advance. You've already listened to 30 minutes of this, but as you can see, Amber and I were having a lot of technical difficulties, one with like internet and then audio and then my cat. So there was a good chunk of the audio that was missing. I'm so sorry. There's really no fancy way to segue into what you're about to hear and what you just heard. So, you know, this is for free, and I apologize again. Just so you know, this will be a two-parter. So, fingers crossed. I haven't listened to next week's audio yet, but fingers crossed it goes a little bit smoother than this. And I just wanted to thank you guys for staying put and listening and giving us a shot. So anyway, back to the show. Again, there just was no fancy way to segue this. So, okay, bye.
Well, that was a glitch.
Sorry, guys. I'm not sure. Well, I know exactly what happened. My cat is a jerk off, but I'll be watching it closely, and hopefully we don't have any further issues.
Yeah, so let's just jump right back in.
So Jamie and Claire have to end up getting married because she and Blackjack like just keep like meeting, and he holds a grudge and like hates her for some fucking reason. Okay. And then she finds out that Jamie is traveling with Claire, and he remembers Jamie from like the whipping. And like when that happens, he like Loki becomes like obsessed, like with Jamie, like that during that whole whipping situation, like just, you know what, now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like that part also got cut out, but you know what, at this point, it's fine. If you're confused, shoot me a message, I guess. I just realized you don't know what I'm talking about because I'm pretty sure that was cut off, but it's fine. Blackjack and Jamie have their own beef.
Yes.
And Blackjack and Claire have their own beef.
Yes.
Now we're all caught up. So he then finds out that like Jamie and Claire are like traveling together, because at this point they're not, they're just friends.
Got it.
And that just like pisses him off even more. And he basically says he's going to take Claire back to England because he thinks that she's a spy, because they're like, she's cohorting with the enemy because England and Scotland are at war right now. And to save her from like going with Blackjack Randall, the group of Highlanders that she's with, they decide that she's going to marry one of them, because there's this like law in Scotland that like, at least at the time, and I don't know if this is real in real life, a lot of what is in the show is real. I don't know if this is, but they couldn't take a Scot out of Scotland like by force. Like right. So they had to make her a Scot. So her and Jamie get married, and their wedding like story, wedding evening, wedding experience is like two whole episodes of just a hot Scot losing his virginity. And it's good.
It sounds like a really nice time. I'm not gonna lie.
it's very sweet. He's very sweet. Written by a woman. Like, it's,
I think, lovely. We keep going back to written by a woman for women. Like, great. It just sounds,
she's perfect.
Like, cool. Thank you for letting me like disassociate and watch this.
Yes.
And this is real life.
Literally. Literally. And it's spicy and it's good. And there's some funny parts, and it's just, you know, but the whole time, like all season, Claire is like crying because she misses Frank, and like, you know, because she still has this whole other life that she didn't leave by choice. But now that she's in this new life, she doesn't hate it. Now she's got this super hot husband. So like, she's like, I'm kind of on board. She ends up wearing like both wedding rings, which is weird. And Jamie doesn't ever seem to care, because he's just a bro. Like, he knows that she's been married before. She obviously doesn't tell everybody she's from the future, but like, she's like, yeah, my husband's dead. Not a lie. He wasn't alive in 1745.
He's not a thing.
You know. the whole time that they're like traveling, they like escape Blackjack Randall. He gets all pissed that they're together. So they get married. And so they have like a little brief moment of like, we're going to be good. He can't come and get you. But then everybody is reminded that Jamie has like a price on his head because he's accused of murder.
Oh.
He decides like, I don't want to be on the run anymore. Because when they meet, it's like this big secret. Like, you don't know his full name. He like is going by like an alias, and nobody, she's like, where's Mr. like so-and-so? And everyone's like, who the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And so it's like this big mystery, and he decides like, I want to tell you who I am, and I want to like go home now that I have this great wife. So they try to exonerate him and find witnesses that can like say that he was innocent. And the witness that they find is like, oh, I know who killed the person that you're accused of, but it was, guess who? Blackjack Randall.
Duh, like the guy that's killing everybody.
Killing and raping and just being an overall horrible asshole.
Horrible person, yeah.
Overall. And so, you know, Jamie's like, well, I can't fucking use that shit. Like, I can't, no one's going to believe me for that.
Yeah.
And when he's like having this conversation with this person, this witness, they leave Claire by herself in the middle of the forest, and they're like, just stay here, like, shut up, just be cool, you know. But like, she's kind of annoying, and she's like, oh, I kind of want to return to Frank, like, I still miss him and still want to go to him. And she realizes that she's really close to Craig Nadune, and so she thinks she's gonna go back and just like leave Jamie. And it's like, rude, you were just gonna like
you're leave. Just gonna ditch him when he's dealing with this like drama and he's in love with you and like you're the thing he's obsessed with.
Like, you literally just took his virginity and you were just gonna disappear. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway. Mm. So she like doesn't listen, obviously, and goes to the stones, and she doesn't travel back in time, but like the British fucking catch her. So she's back with Blackjack Randall. All right, folks, that's where I'm leaving ya. We're leaving ya. Amber and I thought we were prepared, and I could have sworn we did do a sign off, but in real time today, I can't find it. So you just get me as a sign off. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned next week. We haven't even gotten into the chunk of the show, so stay tuned, and we'll spook you next Tuesday. Bye!